There is no epilepsy. There is only God good and His perfect manifestation. God is the infinitely calm mind, the infinitely calm creator, ruler and governor of all. In Him we live and move and have our being. There is no life apart from God, good. Man's life is God. Man is the living of God, good. The kingdom of God is peace. Good is God, Spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. Omniscience includes all intelligence, all wisdom, and all knowing. Or rather, omni wisdom, omni intelligence, and omni knowing. Omni means one, only, and all. So God is the only intelligence, the only wisdom, the only knowing. And there is no other. There is no opposition or competition to God. There is nothing but God. God is the only source and the only manifestation. So there is nothing that can come from any other source. There is no other intelligence. There is no other wisdom. There is no other knowing. There is no other action. There's no other presence. There's no other power. The kingdom of God is always peace. Always perfection. Always completeness. God is love. And love includes wholeness. Love is the nurturing of all of God's qualities. God's qualities are the only qualities that exist. And as one nurtures every quality of God, it is realized that the wholeness is being recognized in proportion as the nurturing is complete, is pure, comprehensive, genuine, honest, intensely transparent, letting the lens of spirit being the only lens through which one views everything. The word is the facts about God. As one focuses on the facts about God and also translates and interprets everything that comes one's way, it will be seen just as Jesus saw the perfect man, no matter what the material senses may be trying to convey. There is only one reality, and that reality is perfection. Nothing can prevent the demonstration of the truth about man. For man is the image and likeness of God. the only source of man is God. For man is the manifestation of God. Man is the living of God. Man is the seeing, the hearing, the feeling, tasting, and smelling of God. What man sees, that is God doing the seeing. For there is only one seeing, only one hearing, only one feeling, tasting, and smelling. And those are all through the spiritual senses of man, which is a reflection of the substance of God, which is spirit, the soul of God, which is all and the only sense that exists. There is no other sense. Nothing takes place except the action of God. For God is omni-action, the one, only, and all action. The only law is the law of God. There are no medical laws regulating health or disease or death or sin or any other activity that appears to confront one. For there is only one law, and that is the law of God. And man forever obeys that law. It is the law of man's being. It is the law of eternal health and holiness. There is never anyone out of control. For all control is the control of God. For God has control over all things. And this control is unceasing and uninterrupted. And God's control is the absolute order and absolute peace, which is conveyed in understanding God. God's control means absolute order and absolute peace. There is no other atmosphere. And all of this absolute order and absolute peace is a part of love. For love is perfection. All action is God, so there are no meaningless movements. For every movement is a movement of divine mind, having its divine purpose and divine effect. Therefore, every moment is effective in glorifying God. Because God is the source of all action. There is no other action. That means every action is an effective glorification of the one and only source, which is God. Man is always conscious of his divine existence. Man is never absent of this consciousness, which is the Christ consciousness, which is the perfect consciousness of God. Man is God's consciousness. Man is conscious through his manifestation. The consciousness of God is never lost. For the only consciousness is permanent, eternal, and peacefully at work. There is no evil as a cause or an effect, because evil is not a cause of anything and therefore cannot create an effect. The only cause is God. God is the only cause and creator. All creative ability is the creative ability of infinite, incorporeal, divine, supreme mind. That mind is the mind of God. That mind is my mind. That is the mind I reflect. I am the manifestation of that incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind of God. There can never be an accident. There can never be an injury. For God is divine principle. And divine principle is always harmonious, always balanced. Divine principle is self-operating, does not depend on anything outside of itself. Love is the plan and design of everything, and the plan and design of divine principle is divine love. Divine love is the plan and design of everything that exists. It is the plan and design of mind, of spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and the plan and design of itself, which is love. Man reflects the divine substance, which is spirit, which is transparent because it's flawless. And it is reflective because it is flawless. It is perfect. Spirit is perfect because it's flawless. The only mind there is the mind of God. And it is always poised, always in control. Everything is always in perfect position because mind is the control. Nothing can ever be out of place, for the only place there is the mind of God. And that is the kingdom of God and is within God's manifestation. Man is the highest concept of God. God uses man to express himself. There is no evil, for evil is the opposite of good, and God is good, and God is the only thing that exists. There is nothing but God. There is no source but God. And everything about God expresses the perfection of God. For there can't be anything that manifests something unlike itself. And God is perfect. There's no other power, because there's no other capability, there's no other facility, there's no other functionality. There's no other creative source. There's no other action. And therefore, there can be no other performance. And therefore, there can be no other power. For power is a measurement of performance. And God is infinite. So the power of God is omnipotent. No competition, no opposition, no interference, no dilution, no deflection. Because God is all there is. Therefore, every quality of God is the only quality that there is. Man is spiritual because God is spirit. And man is the manifestation of spirit. Man is the manifestation, and therefore the ownership of man is God, for God is the source. Man belongs to God. Man is wholly of God. God giveth quietness, calmness, peace. There is nothing that can make any chaos. Nothing can upset the balance of God's idea, which is man. Therefore, man is always in balance, always harmonious, because there's no power that can do anything different than reflect the power of God, which is always good, always for the benefit of all mankind. The only time is now. The only place is here. The only presence is God. Every single one of God's qualities is here and now within the consciousness of God, which is the consciousness that man reflects in its wholeness and entirety. Therefore, man is complete. Lacking absolutely nothing, for everything is present. Amen.